Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now, there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hi to my lovely, lovely, lovely Patreon supporters. Here is a bonus episode for you. I want to be able to talk to you about loss and grief, and not just about loss and grief, but the different kinds, the different types. You know, when people will sometimes be referred to my former cult member support group, it's sometimes after they have been referred to other support groups where the issues that they dealt with were kind of close to what they needed, but not quite exact enough. And one of the things I notice a lot is that people will come to the support group saying they went to a group for people who were grieving, people who had dealt with loss, because they really did feel like they had a huge loss, a loss of community, a loss of everything. But it was slightly different than the grief group that they went to, so they didn't feel like they really fit in. And so I want to be able to talk to you about different kinds of grief and loss. And then you might have an understanding of if you're feeling that, why you're feeling it that way, and what brought that on. So, let's get started. The first kind is a non-death loss. So, you can grieve the loss of actually anything that mattered to you. It could be a physical ability that now you can't achieve. Like you really like to go hiking and now something, you have hips that are keeping you from doing it, whatever else. You can have a significant loss to something psychological, like that you just feel like something's off and you're not able to bring forth tears. Sometimes people will go through different changes and hormonal changes where they can cry more or less than at other times. And people can actually miss the feeling of having that release. You can also grieve the loss of something spiritual and a community around that, a belief system, the answer to your questions that may or may not have been accurate, but still they were answers that you got through your spiritual connection. And then a loss that's through interpersonal means, so the ending of a friendship, the ending of a relationship, the ending of a marriage. And so people are actually throughout their life going to experience many more non-death losses than death losses. And these losses can be devastating and life-altering in similar ways to those brought on by an actual loss, an actual death. They're also able to cause some really complicated emotions. And so what do you do if a friend has broken off from you or a partner no longer wants to be with you? It's not that they passed away. It's not that you can't ever see them again. In fact, you might run into them a lot. How do you handle that? That's where it becomes complicated. And it can also affect you in terms of your daily functioning, and it can impair your ability to move on because the person is still around, or that organization that you left because you could tell there were some things that you just didn't feel comfortable with or safe about is still there. And it might at times feel like it's beckoning you to come back. And then there are secondary losses. Like when you're dealing with grief, it is easier, I think, and easy to assume that what you're dealing with is the loss of the person who you are grieving. But sometimes then you lose the connection to their family too, or the others in your life who connected you to that person. Or when you go through a divorce, there are people who will say, or a breakup, who will say, I really miss my in-laws. They became my parents, and now they feel like they can't hang out with me because their son or daughter doesn't want to be around me. There are so many others in the picture at times, like you can lose a connection with your guru. And then as soon as you are made to leave, because either you get kicked out or you feel like you have to leave because of how you're being treated, you lose almost everyone else in the group. You lose your community. You lose everyone else.